Welcome to Expect Increase, where mindset and sales meet. This is episode 77. Happy New Year, get going 2020. Hi, I'm Sharik Richardson, founder of Digital Innovation Media Group, where I'm the lead designer and marketing strategist. You can get more information about my business at digitalinnovationmg.com. And what we do is we help business owners convert traffic to more clients, followers, and engagement. And I'm joined today, as always, by Rashana Price. How are you?
Hi, Sharik. I'm doing fantastic. Hello, everyone. I am Rashana Price, a leadership and success coach, trademark owner of the phrase giver of awesomeness. What that is it's all about focusing on bullying and conflict because everyone has something awesome to give to the world around them. It is their gifts and talents. And I help you discover it, guard it, and give it to the world around you through coaching, speaking, and training. You can learn more about me at RashanaPrice.com.
Awesome. So we're already talking about 2020. This is a whole fresh year, whole fresh decade of us to discuss what we can do, not only this year, but just looking ahead. But right now we're looking at greeting 2020. There's just something about that number. And Looking at what do we want to do? Now, I know the tendency is that everybody just, you know, I want to make $1 million. I want to lose 50 pounds and I want to, you know, do all these things. But, you know, as we talked about in a previous episode, let's be realistic. Let's be specific. Let's set some guidelines and some deadlines as well. Because they say, what is a dream without a deadline? Is just what? What's the statement?
Dead.
Right,
I don't know. A nightmare?
Right. Nothing. Because if you're not setting a deadline to one of your dreams, you're basically just talking. You know, you're leaving dead air there. But no, you really want to be able to say, by this date, I want to do X, Y, Z. And so, you know, we've already discussed in a previous episode things that we reflected upon from 2019, things that we've done and things that we've were able to accomplish. And so now we're going to talk about what we plan to accomplish in 2020. And so I guess I can go first.
Go first. What you got? I'm excited.
So one thing I definitely want to continue from 2019 is having my personal me time. As any mother or a woman can tell you that we do pour out to everyone else and not into ourselves. And so I mentioned how I have my Friday movie, lunch and a movie ritual where I go and, or just routine, whatever tradition. And I'll go watch a movie, have lunch, and just treat myself for that day before, you know, the 2:30 pickup times for my kids. And that just gives me a chance to have some nice time to myself before I go back into mom mode. And it's something that I find myself looking forward to every Friday. Whether it could be a movie, it can just be lunch or meeting up with someone new, a new connection or someone that I really vibe with. And, you know, I'm here, I just moved to New Orleans, so I'm still making new friends and still making new connections. And so looking ahead with that same, practice in mind is I want to definitely continue my networking. I want to continue to network more intentionally by being more of a resource and a connector, but also being someone who can also, you know, obviously network to benefit my business as well. But I also want to have an equal balance of giving and receiving more in this area, since everything here is pretty new and fresh for me. Also, mm-hmm. I'm kicking off, We Are Connected. I'm the regional coordinator for that. So I'll be kicking off that in January with our first meeting. So I'm very excited about that and getting that started, because that's going to definitely help me make connections and be obviously more intentional, because I'll be pulling speakers and getting people to come in and getting to attend and really grow it in partnership with the local Microsoft store that's hosting us. And so that's very exciting. And also, of course, yeah. And my book, of course, I know I mentioned that last year. And so definitely having that, using 2020 to be the year to get that pushed out and marketed, and to definitely help me get more speaking engagements locally, as well as just wherever the Lord says. You know, when I was in North Carolina, I spoke a lot locally to different associations and networking groups, and I want to do the same thing here using my book platform, as well as the hashtag I Am Remarkable using that also, the talking points for their, they mesh well with my books, and that's pretty much helping women to look at ourselves and say, you know what, I am remarkable, and this is why. And pulling out, you know, the reasons why we don't charge as much, why we don't look at ourselves and really be able to pull out what are our biggest and more, what's the word I'm looking for, more of our accomplishments, and state it confidently, whether you're at your job, whether you are in business, and you're stating how you are just as good, if not better, than that other person that a potential client can be looking at. So you want to be able to put your best foot forward, and that goes hand in hand with the goals of my book. And so I want to definitely use those as a platform this year to reach and connect with more women and help them also get out of their holes and come out and really be able to grow as businesswomen and as professionals. And I wanted to keep my fitness goals up because I told Rashana I've been doing physical therapy because, and another example of not feeding yourself first.
See, yeah.
Yes, mm-hmm. My core from having twins, now I hate to say my twins are 9. And my hip was like, look, you know, okay, it's been 9 years. It's about time you do something. So, went through physical therapy, and now, and what I found was helping me really get through that is the fact that I'm, you know, walking about 3 to 6 miles a week and doing my routines and doing my workouts to help build my core back up. And that was just another symptom of, okay, Sharique, you should have done this. You know, when you had twins, you know what you went through, the hip pain and all that stuff. And mm-hmm. now it's time to pay the piper. So, I've really done well and keeping that going and doing my walks, my workouts. And so I just want to continue that in 2020. So a lot of this is a continuation, and some part of it is just growing and taking a seed and watching it grow over the year, because none of these goals are going to happen all in January. They're going to happen throughout the year. You know, the self-care, the book, that's something that's going to be all year. But I definitely will have a marketing push out there this year, definitely by the spring. I would say by April, getting that, you know, well marketed and positioning, because I already have a speaking engagement coming up in the spring. So I want that definitely in line for that. And with the platform We Are Connected, of course, I'll be discussing it there and helping to introduce that to local women business owners here. So it's very exciting. So it's a lot to look forward to, a lot of work, but you know, it's always good. My grandfather always said, you work harder for yourself than anybody else. So I'm ready to do the work. And how about you?
That's good. Yeah. So I see like your system coming into play and all the different areas where it all connects, yeah. which is always a good thing. When I think about 2020, first of all, I have to say that I remember when it was 1999 and we were going into the 21st century and 2000 and all of that. And it was like, holy cow, this is a big deal. Yeah. So fast forward 20 years and now we're at 2020. And I know that a lot of people are talking about like Vision 2020 and all of that. I am actually honing in. So 2020 is the year of what I would say focus. Uh-huh. For me and my business, and the goals that I have are really to get crystal clear on how to connect with my ideal clients, which are women, particularly either they own their own business because they stepped out of something that was causing them pain, being bullied, being minimized, deceived in some way, and now they're somewhere else, but they haven't necessarily understood why that happened, and so it's going to happen to them again because the pattern comes, and so they don't yet know their awesomeness. They're trying to figure it out. But also to women that are still in either in a business or in a relationship where they need to figure it out, this is happening to me, I don't feel like I'm in the right place, or I'm being bullied in some way. So I want to get really clear and focused to not only talk to them, but make sure that I've got the right services and the right products for them. Because I spent a lot of time in 2019 talking to people, adding value and doing some offerings, but not as many as I should have and that they need. So 2020 is all about service, service, service. That's the one thing professionally. The second thing is there are these two other books that are right at the forefront in my mind. So I need to write them. I don't know if I'll publish both of them, but I at least need to write them and then see where that goes. And some people may be listening and going, is that really a goal? That's the goal. The goal is to write them and see what happens from there.
Right.
Sometimes those have to be goals. It's just get started. That is a goal. And then I don't have any fitness goals. I'm not even going to try to lie, make anyone on this podcast listening now or later think like, oh my gosh, Roshana's going to have some great big fitness goal. I'm not. I guess my goal will be to maintain what I already have put in place. And that's about it. I've found that I'm not old. I'm 38. But being 38, building a business, being a mom, all of that, I'm not in the space right now where I feel like I want to put my energy in trying to do something overly big related to my fitness. Uh-huh. I work out pretty regularly. I have a community of women where I live. My husband and I do some CrossFit workout at the Y sometimes. It's working for me. I just want to maintain it. And then the other thing that I want to do is have more fun with my children. Yeah. We have fun now, but it's sporadic and it's good. And so I want to make sure that I keep that up, that like, I'm not so busy trying to help other people that I forget to help the people God has given me steward over. And that's Zion and Zoe.
Awesome.
So that's it. Those are my goals.
Those are amazing.
Fun. Yeah, fun, maintain my fitness. I'll work backwards. Fun, maintain my fitness, write the book, see what happens with that, and then get really clear and service.
That's awesome. And if you follow Roshana, you will definitely see her. She is an inspiration on her workouts. And so if you want some inspiration, go see Roshana on Facebook or Instagram and see her video. Okay. I mean, you're doing so well. I mean, definitely maintain it. So that's awesome and everything. So you see, hopefully we've shown you an example of how, you know, we're looking at this year. You know, we're looking at goals that are, you know, they're specific, they're realistic, and of course they may change, but for now, this is where we are. And this is the things that these are major things. I love how you said have fun with your children, because that is something, they're only kids once. And I'll tell you, I was just talking with my sister-in-law about our kids, and sometimes, you know, she gets teary-eyed because she's like, they're not babies anymore. And if I turn on my digital frame and I see those little babies, and I'm like, oh, now I got boys almost looking me in my eye. So, you know, that is so important to make time for your children, because this time of life is only, it only goes around once, and you don't want it when they're 40, trust me. It's cute now, but it's not cute when they're 30 or 40. So, you know.
Well, and I think like when I was really sitting down thinking about what do I want, you know, we always talk about like, what are your goals? And we talk this expect increase, we're mindset and sales meet. That's who we are. That is this podcast. It's but it's a portion of who we are. And
right.
Expecting increase, I believe we talk about it all the time. It comes in our faith. It comes in our family. And even building a business, I would not want to build a successful business and continue to build this successful business, uh-huh. but not have anyone to come home to that knows me, likes me, and trusts me.
Exactly. Exactly. That you have. We have to have that balance. Otherwise, you know, you're mm-hmm. going to have the boat's going to tip one way or another, and you want it to be even. Kill on the water. So you definitely, that is so important for that.
Yeah.
You know, yeah.
So hopefully these ideas have helped those that are you that are listening and I guess my final thought before we leave for the day is like, maybe you don't have goals in every area of your life, mm-hmm. and that's okay. I think we love goals. There's lots of marketing around SMART goals. We've talked about all of that. I use it with my clients, the wheel of life, to make sure that there's balance. Mm-hmm. But you may be in a year where things are going to be a little off balance because you're really putting your attention into something, but it's intentional.
Right.
And so that's it's healthy if you know your life is out of balance because you're tipping the scale intentionally in a certain area.
Yeah, exactly. And
you're controlling it versus it controlling you. Mm-hmm. Right. Say that Absolutely. Again. What'd you say?
No, I'm just saying because, you know, people will tell you, if people in your life are telling you, hey, you know, I haven't seen you in a long time, or, you know, if your spouse or your kids are like, you know, mommy, what's going on? You know, that's a clear sign that, hey, I need to probably stop and look at focusing my time better so I can do, you know, I do a majority of my work while my kids are in school, and I believe you do too. So that way, when they are home at night, we have that time. You know, we talked in different preview, in different episode about how we organize our days so that we can be more present when the children are home. And so if you're listening and you're feeling that, you know, we definitely have discussed that in previous episodes, and that's a clear sign that maybe I need to have more balance for this year, you know? And yeah. So it's important. Mm-hmm. It's very important for that. You know, but yeah, so we definitely thank you for joining us, and we hope that we're able to help you with your goal setting for 2020 and help you set realistic goals. You know, I don't do resolutions. I just believe that you just state it, do it, and God will definitely lead you with the rest. And I truly have faith in that. So, you know, we just hope that we help you at least get a good clear view of what 2020 looks like for you. Keep in mind, this is a pre-recorded episode. And I'm Sharique. You can find me on Instagram at Digital Marketing Works. My business page is Digital Innovation Media Group. And I'm the only Sharique L. Richardson MBA on LinkedIn. Where can we find you, Rashana?
You can find me on Facebook and Instagram as Giver of Awesomeness, and on LinkedIn and Twitter as Rashana Price.
Awesome. Well, we thank you so much for joining us, and we will definitely chat with you next time. I'll tell you no matter.